So remember last week when I said that Trump is Jekyll and Hyde, and on the weekend, you know, he's the weekend warrior, fierce bombing Trump, and then when it comes time for Monday morning, he has to have some good news to manipulate the markets and try to keep oil low and keep the stock market high. And he's done that yet again, but this time with an unbelievable lie where he is falsely claiming, it's just unreal, that Iran is paying tribute to him by sending 20 large oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz as a sign of respect to him. Of course, it's a complete lie because that's all Trump is capable of doing. In reality, this was a deal between Iran and Pakistan, one of Iran's allies, of course. And Iran is arranging for Pakistan to send 20 ships through the Strait of Hormuz. It's got nothing to do with Trump. But Trump is trying to take credit for it, like he always tries to take credit for, you know, stopping 8 wars or something, or maybe it's 12 by now, maybe it's 50. Trump just makes everything up. And now Trump's MAGA-tard followers on social media are claiming that not only did Trump secure this deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz to 20 oil tankers, but that they're going to be escorted by the U.S. Navy, they say. This is coming from the paid propaganda shills who are on the White House payroll. And there's still quite a few of them. I guess they're just desperate losers who have no idea what's actually happening. But they're online, and they are apparently completely oblivious to the fact that if U.S. Navy ships were to sail that close to Iran, they would be destroyed. They would be sent home with, I mean, not completely destroyed, but parts of the ships would be destroyed, just like the USS Ford, which is now limping back home for 14 months of battle repairs because clearly it was struck by a drone. It wasn't a laundry room fire. It got hit in war. And by the way, it's not even 20 ships all at once. According to Al Jazeera, which has posted a story covering this, it's going to be 2 ships per day. That is, you know, Pakistan ships or Pakistan flagged ships will be allowed to pass through the strait. So that's 2 per day or 20 over 10 days. So Iran is actually, you know, selectively allowing ships to go through the strait. And it also did so with other ships that paid the, I think it was a $2 million toll. But ships that are tied to, you know, the U.S. or the U.K. or Israel, they are not allowed at all. So Israel remains in control, and Israel's deciding what ships go through the strait, not Trump. And Trump is just absolutely weaving fiction for his gullible MAGA-tards, the people that have no idea what's happening in the world, and they believe Trump. Trump is winning. Trump is reopening the strait. The Navy's going to escort, because they tell each other these fairy tale stories. Well, you know, and Santa Claus comes down the chimney and he puts presents in the stockings, you know, things like that. But that's the level of low IQ status that the MAGA-tards have at this point. It's really shocking. So the details of this were announced by Ishaq Dar, who is the foreign minister of Pakistan. And he said that Iran's decision is a harbinger of peace, which could help restore stability to the region. And he said it is a welcome and constructive gesture. So, of course, at this rate of 2 ships per day, and again, Iran is only allowing Pakistan to do this because Pakistan is an ally of Iran. In fact, this is consistent with what Iran had previously announced. But at the rate of 2 ships per day, then it would take more than 1,000 days, or really, actually more than 3 years, for all the ships in the Persian Gulf to pass through the strait. So, hope everybody's got enough natural gas for 3 years, which they don't. But that's what it would take, is 3 years. So, instead, Trump believes that he's going to land U.S. Marines where, some island, perhaps Harg Island or some other island or in a port or something, and he's going to then control the Strait of Hormuz. That is actually not going to happen. Because, of course, the minute U.S. troops land in Iran, they would be subject to a barrage of artillery and drones and missiles from Iran. And, in fact, Iran is welcoming U.S. troops to land because they know it's a suicide mission. Absolutely is a suicide mission. In the meantime, Trump is now calling it the Strait of Trump because, of course, he's an egotistical lunatic and he thinks that it's going to be named after him because he now thinks he controls it. I mean, the level of delusion of this guy is off the charts insane. Just like he renamed the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, which won't last any longer than his administration. He wants to rename the Strait of Hormuz to the Strait of Trump, and he thinks that Iran should make him the supreme leader of Iran, and he thinks that every country in the world should build a statue praising Trump as some kind of great leader. I mean, he is so full of himself, and unfortunately, he's surrounded by people who keep giving him feedback that is just endlessly pro-Trump. So he's not in touch with reality. He has no idea how the rest of the world sees him, which is as a raging, egotistical lunatic that is burning the world to the ground by launching this war on Iran. Need I remind everybody that the Strait of Hormuz was opened before Trump attacked Iran. So we are now roughly 30 days into this war, a war that Trump's people thought would last just one weekend. And 30 days ago, the Strait was open. Now it's not. It's been shut for 30 days. And it's probably going to be shut for many more months at this pace because Trump has no idea what he's doing. And he's not willing to just, you know, pack up and leave, which would be the only really effective way to see the Strait reopened. So instead, Trump is allowing Israel to carry out all kinds of strikes on Iran, including striking Iran's power plants. That happened over the weekend. And in retaliation, Iran is striking critical infrastructure in the region. Reportedly, Iran has destroyed the desalination plant in Kuwait. And that leaves the Kuwaiti people without 90% or so of their normal fresh water supply. So that's catastrophic. It's not even yet clear what's going to happen from that, but it won't be good. Now, you may have also learned over the weekend that the AWACS plane, which is this, you know, flying radar platform that allows the U.S. military to see every missile, every aircraft within about 250 miles, I think it was Friday, sometime around late last week, that Iran destroyed an AWACS plane that was sitting at an airfield. I forgot exactly which airfield it was at. It's one of the Gulf states. And, you know, the Pentagon said, well, an AWACS plane has been damaged. And it turns out then photos came out over the weekend and the thing was blown in half and the back half is hanging off, completely disconnected from the front half. And it's obviously no longer airworthy. And the entire, you know, radar, that thing that looks like a flying saucer sitting on the back of it, that thing's totally destroyed. So, yeah, it's not just damaged. The plane is destroyed. It's nothing but scrap at this point. But you will always be told from the White House and the Pentagon, oh, it was just damaged. No problem. Or when Iran shoots a U.S. plane out of the air, what you hear from the Pentagon is, oh, no, it crashed. Another fighter jet crashed. Well, yeah, it crashed after Iran blew it up in the air. Then, of course, it crashed because it was no longer airworthy. So, yeah, it crashed. So, you know, technically, every plane that's blown up in the air also crashes, it turns out. So when the Pentagon says, oh, no, it crashed, that's not technically a lie, but it's also not the truth, is it? Not the truth. So, yeah. So also now what came out Sunday evening is that Trump is saying that Iran has agreed to most of the 15 demands of the U.S. in the latest negotiations. Of course, this is only just designed to manipulate the markets. This is designed to keep oil prices low, even though they're already over $115 a barrel, and to push the stock market higher, because all Trump can do is lie at this point. That's all he's got, is lies, and whoever's dumb enough to believe those lies, which is an ever-shrinking group of, you know, MAGA-tards, basically, people who can't think. And they're still, you know, embracing the cult of Trump's personality, I guess. So to those people, Trump's an amazing hero. I mean, he negotiated 20 oil tankers to go through the strait. He's negotiated peace, and he's winning, and he's completely destroyed Iran. Oh, my God, he must be Jesus or something. That's what those people think. In reality, none of that has happened. Trump isn't even negotiating with Iran. I still say that Trump is actually negotiating with an AI chatbot that says it's Iran. I think his staff gave him contact with the chatbot. So he's actually negotiating with the chatbot, and the chatbot is giving him almost everything he demands. And then he announces that to the public. It's, oh my God, Iran's almost agreed to everything. Yeah, in your mind, in your delusional mind, in the real world, though, none of that has happened. So, go figure. Wall Street analysts, in the meantime, are anticipating $200 a barrel oil, which will absolutely wreck the global economy. And on top of that, there are now reportedly 50,000 U.S. troops in the Middle East region, many of which are being prepared for a land invasion of Iran. Yes, this is going full Vietnam 2.0, just like I said it would. And then on top of that, the only reason the land invasion has been delayed, it didn't happen over the weekend, is because they couldn't get the Marines together quickly enough to stage the invasion. And even when they do, you know, you really need like 8 months to pull together logistics for something like this. But instead, you know, the Pete Hegseth Pentagon is just winging it. And Trump is just winging it with virtually no preparation, with almost nothing in the way of logistics and support and so on. They're just going to throw, apparently now, tens of thousands of U.S. soldiers into Iran and watch many of them die. It's like, is this a suicide mission? What is this? Is Trump actively trying to see the destruction of America's military? Because that's what this is looking like at this point. Now, the biggest news in all of this, to kind of pivot here, is that it looks like over the weekend that Israel and the United States are bombing Iran's power infrastructure, that is the power plants. And that's exactly what Trump said he would not do. So, of course, Trump is lying again. That's all he does, lying to Iran. So it looks like Iran is going to keep its promise of retaliating now against critical infrastructure in the Gulf states, which includes not just the water desalination plant in Kuwait, like I mentioned, but also the LNG trains in Qatar. So, I mean, we've been through this in previous podcasts, but right now there are still 12 out of 14 of those natural gas trains functioning. Although the ships are stalled, if the strait is opened, then the gas could begin to flow again. But if those 12 trains are destroyed, then the natural gas that the world needs in order to survive would be offline for 10 to 15 years, regardless of whether the strait is open. And it looks like over the weekend, what Trump and Israel did is intentionally designed to provoke Iran to destroy the LNG infrastructure of Qatar. So it appears that that's coming next. So if that happens, again, the world is in deep, deep trouble. I mean, the world as we know it, will collapse. The industry will collapse. Agriculture, you know, food, farming, fertilizer will be severely impacted. This is what can lead to the deaths of billions of people. And we are at that point right now. And Israel continues to provoke Iran on purpose, as does the United States. So remember that we are on the verge of the destruction of the energy infrastructure that keeps our world alive. We're on the verge of it right now. Just remember that. This could tip over the edge at any moment. So look, the bottom line is that we are walking towards a global suicide at the hands of lunatics. Trump and Netanyahu in particular, but also Pete Hegseth. I mean, there are other lunatics involved in this entire process. If we stay on this path, the world as we know it ceases to exist. And potentially billions could die in the subsequent years, largely from famine, but also other causes such as revolution, you know, revolts, uprisings, war, etc. This all appears to be an engineered plan, by the way. At least to me, it seems like an engineered plan, because it's hard to argue that this could just be an accident. It's like they want the world's energy to be destroyed, and they want engineered famine. They want collapse so they can roll out the CBDC and control people. And this is why they built the concentration camps in America also. Or many of them are being constructed right now. Because this is a mass culling event. This is just what it looks like. It's a mass culling event disguised as a war. But the real goal is the slaughter of billions of humans to make way for the rise of, guess what? Humanoid robots and AI replacements. So this is how they're doing it. They need a war because it's the only way that they can murder billions of humans and not be blamed for it. They can blame the war that they started instead. So that seems to be where we are. So get prepared. Get ready. You know all about preparedness. If you've been listening to my podcast, I'll just remind you that we've still got food and iodine at healthrangerstore.com. And you can follow my podcast at brightvideos.com. And you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy. But here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount. And then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life,
and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared, and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.